I'm Bill Littlefield, coming up on Only a Game, why winter is kite season, at least for some skiers. But first, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for our look at the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
Hey, Bill.
New York Jets head coach Rex Ryan said this week that when his guys play the Steelers tomorrow for the AFC title, it won't be personal. When New York was getting ready to play the Pats last week, Ryan, of course, said it was going to be personal. Does this mean the Jets have no chance against Pittsburgh?
No, it means Rex Ryan is a big fake. This game is no more or less personal than the Patriots game was. He just found a technique he thought would work against the Patriots the week before.
And it did.
And it sort of did, exactly. But I believe that if Pittsburgh were to beat up on the New York Jets and beat them thoroughly and whack them around, that Rex Ryan would suddenly find that to be personal.
During that Jets-Patriots game last week, cameras caught New England quarterback Tom Brady engaging in a practice which is not recommended. Really? Tom Brady?
Well, actually, it's sort of common. I didn't know about this. Apparently, for a long time, players have sniffed like smelling salts, ammonia smelling salts, on the sidelines to give them a lift in particularly tough games. Doctors, of course, say this is a wrong. It's not against the rules, apparently. But the point we must never forget in all of this is that without quote-unquote performance-enhancing drugs, unquote, the National Football League season would be 11 and a half minutes long.
I did find it interesting that the manufacturer of the smelling salt said, hey, wait a minute, that's not what you're supposed to do with our product.
You're supposed to be unconscious. Someone else is supposed to break the thing for you, you know?
The NFC Conference Championship will go to the Bears or to the Packers. What do you think?
I think it's terrific. I think that the pregame let's go back in the lore festivities is going to be about 4.5 hours long. I think any game that gets you thinking about Bart Starr and Gale Sayers is a terrific football game. I think the Packers are going to win because I think this is Aaron Rodgers' year to step up into the elite class of quarterbacks. So I do believe the Packers will win.
56 college football players who are not seniors will be available in the NFL draft in April. That's a record. Have these young men not heard about the possible lockout? Because it seems to me this would be a great year to elect to stay in school.
Well, yeah, but the other thing, of course, is that if there is somehow a settlement, I don't think there's going to be, but one of the things that's undoubtedly going to be in a settlement, no matter when that settlement comes, is some sort of rookie wage scale. These guys may be assuming, hey, look, draft me now. Maybe there won't be a lockout. Maybe the old rookie rules will be in place. I'm not sure whether or not they're betting the right way.
Charlie, for a mere $200, those wishing to take in the Super Bowl in Dallas may do so. The only catch is that for $200, those fans will be watching the game on a gigantic HD TV screen outside the stadium. Are you as shocked as I am to learn the NFL has never thought of charging $200 to watch the game from outside before?
I am at this point surprised that the NFL isn't going door-to-door to every house in the United States of America and charging $10 for you to watch it on your own high-definition television screen.
On Friday, Venus Williams withdrew from the Australian Open due to an injury. I was surprised to learn that this marked the first time Venus Williams had ever withdrawn from a Grand Slam singles match, and I'm even more surprised to learn that all people have something called a psoas muscle. What is a psoas muscle?
Well, if you hurt it, it gets very psoas, and you have to put
psoa, and you put some ice on it.
That's exactly right.
Yeah,
okay, yeah, I know. Sometimes I just lay there, Bill. What can I tell you?
Well, in fact, it's a long muscle located on the side of the thoracic region of the vertebral column and brim of the lesser. I couldn't even get through it, but it's the lesser pelvis.
And if you're out there playing Scrabble right now rather than listening to Bill and I, and why wouldn't you be after the way this story has gone, this word begins with a P and not
yes,
an S.
It does. The University of Minnesota released the results of a study scholars there had been conducting. Apparently, 8% of fans leaving pro sports events are legally drunk. Now, that sounds low to me, but maybe it doesn't include the fans who punched out the guys who asked them to take breathalyzer tests in the parking lot.
This is interesting to me. It sounds a little bit low to me. And I think that as the study points out, that a typical NFL crowd is about 70,000 people. That means 5,600 people are leaving the stadium behind the wheels of their car drunk. Of course, if you've ever been in an NFL traffic jam, nobody drives until nobody can move until they sober up anyway.
Well, the next day, but, usually, right.
I do like the anecdotal evidence here that came in the story about the Buffalo Bills fan who was told, apparently, that he couldn't continue his ritual, which was to drink shots of liqueur from the thumb hole of a bowling ball. Think about that. How would you do that? I mean, unless you had a really huge mouth. Seriously. Mick Jagger could do this, but I don't think anyone else could.
During Tuesday night's loss to Alabama, Kentucky coach John Calipari bombarded freshman forward Terrence Jones with a string of obscenities that even offended Calipari's wife, according to reports. Calipari claims he, quote, got caught up in the emotion of the game. What's wrong with that? Isn't that what college coaches are supposed to do?
I watched the game, and I can tell you exactly what profanities he was using if you would like to know them. Wait, I can't do that. I wish to stay on the radio. Thank you very much. I can't do that. However, gee, this was just a week until, since ESPN thought that John was a good person to be on their Contents of Character town hall from the Ebenezer Baptist Church to talk about the legacy of Dr. King. Because when I want to know about the legacy of Dr. King, an ethically dubious college basketball coach is my go-to guy.
And finally, two men ice fishing on Michigan's Black Lake claim that on a recent excursion they were attacked by a fish-wielding woman. You've lived in Wisconsin, Charlie, so you know that ice fishing can be dangerous. The ice can melt, the truck can fall through, but this dangerous?
First of all, if any researchers from the University of Minnesota are listening to the show, I guarantee you that more than 8% of ice fishermen are drunk when they leave the ice fishing facility. She also threw the fish at the men, but missed, which leads me to think she might be part of that more than 8% who's drunk when they leave the ice.
Anybody who's sober can throw a fish with a certain degree of accuracy.
Absolutely.
Sure. Charlie Pierce is the author of Idiot America, among other books, and he joins me each week at this time on Only a Game as well. Thank you, Charlie.
Thanks, Bill.
Ice shackers in paradise. Ice shackers in paradise. Ice shackers in paradise.